This will be the first edition of the Good Old Wrestling Podcast on YouTube. It will be episode 79 for the rest of us. Just trying to use YouTube, I think, maybe a little bit better platform for my shit bandwidth that I'm able to get, hopefully. But we'll see. We'll do this. Plus, if not, YouTube will allow me to upload these where Twitch won't. So I can still record. It just won't be any lifetime type stuff. So that's, sorry about me, I guess. And so we'll roll right in. And we have a special Money in the Bank edition. And I don't have licenses for any of this music, I hope. Anyway, so we're sold out in Hartford, Connecticut, and we're going to open up with the Naomi in the ring, and just right to the point, we're doing women's ladder match, and cool, so kind of like bookends, and so Naomi, and then we get Carmella out, and then Nikki Cross, which apparently I didn't know this last week when we're discussing the Nikki Cross coming in, but Alexa Bliss is hurt apparently, so that's why with the injury we have crazy ass Cross in the mix, and it's okay, she's fucking nuts. Anyway, we get Mandy out, accompanied by Sonya Deville. Sounds like a supervillain. And Amber Moon, Natalya, Bailey, Dana Brooke. The girl showed off some athleticism, man. And Naomi's new hair. She looks 10 times better. And so, anyway, the big highlights where it looked like, and then maybe it was fake by the end, but when Carmella came off, and Mandy kicked the ladder, it looks like it really picked up her knee. Like, you could see her point at it, and she was like, you know, ooh, legit, I'm hurt. So, maybe, I think Carmella might be out for a little while, to be honest. It was, you know, you see fake injuries. It's the WWE. That's part of the deal. But they didn't, it didn't look like it was legit supposed to be that way. But anyway, I got a question too. See, why in every ladder match, men, women, it doesn't matter, why does it take them like 100 years to set up a fucking ladder? Why? Like, it takes them all day, every day, just to set up a ladder. I don't understand why it takes so long, but anyway, that's part of a whole nother deal, probably. And so Dana Brooke, Mandy up top. Mandy just, it's like she forgot how to punch. And anyway, big things. And once again, you know, you get Mandy back up, but you got a 20-minute setup time on the ladder. Ladders are hard, man. But then, see, Carmella comes back, beats up on Mandy on the ladder. So, you wonder about the whole knee issue, whether it's legit. But I don't know. It did look like maybe they were supposed to mess with injury, but that she really did kind of hurt herself a little bit. So, hopefully she's okay. And anyway, we get Sonya interfering. I mean, no DQ. It's a ladder, for Christ's sake. And so Sonya actually carries Mandy up the ladder, tries to get up, but then Bailey jumps up the other side, the stair down, knocks him off, and Bailey is your Money in the Bank winner. And sweet. And so we get Sami Zayn. He's interrupting Triple H on the phone. And he's like, you know, we got a big problem. We got Braun Strowman. And Of course he's afraid Strowman, you know, will get him because he destroyed him fair and square. I beat him fair. Yeah. Anyway, so the usual Strowman not wrestling a match, but being a bully. Well, not bully, but kind of a bully. And so, anyway, and then we get Rey Mysterio with Samoa Joe. And Joe's song is the best part of Samoa Joe. You know, rushing out to the dun dun. But, you know how I feel about Joe. In fact, just unathletic, not that good, old, overhyped, shouldn't have had a belt at all. But, of course, he's going to attack him early before the belt because that's what Joe does. And, but anyway, Joe went to the powerbomb. Rey twisted his ass up like a turtle. So once you get his fat ass on his back, he can't get up. He can't get up. So Rey has the U.S. title. And even better, he's just pouring blood. I think Rey, you know, Joe's fucking fat. And he couldn't get out the way. Little quick Rey caught him in the face. So, good. But you got Dominique watching backstage. I don't know what's up with that. I know that he cut a promo. Obviously, they're going to bring this kid in at some point. But that point, it ain't today. So it is what it is. It was quick. It was quick. But anyway, Joe ends up attacking him after the fact, which is pretty brutal beatdown. And I thought at that point, Dominique would come running in, save his dad. But, nah, he didn't. He pussied out and didn't. So, is what it is. And then we get Strowman backstage trying to hunt him down and hunt down Sami Zayn. And so he doesn't find him, obviously running everywhere, asking where he's at. But then we get the cage match, and Shane and The Miz. Go Miz, right? Go Miz. I thought so. Shane did, like, get a skull-crushing finale on the man. Shane put his foot on the rope, but it doesn't break the count if there's no disqualification, but they broke the count. And anyway, Shane has to fall or jump extreme lengths with everything he does. Whatever the reason is, when he was young and dumb, he did it. Now that he's old and dumb, he does it. So, whatever. And we get Shane finally, he does get the Miz in the submission, and Miz almost pinned him on it, but ref opens the door for Shane. Yeah. Everybody's worried about their paycheck. But in right form, Miz, Shane, top of the ring, and Shane falls off the top, hits the floor. Boom. Kind of a fluke, but that means that Shane wins the match because he had both feet on the floor. Now, here's a cool one. Tomorrow night, which I'm always one day behind because I record, but Mick Foley is going to announce a new title, a whole new title. So what are they going to do now? Like European champion or something? I don't know. But we're going to have Foley. Maybe you guys can guess and see. But I don't know. We'll see. I guess. Check this. Bop, 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 bop. I could cheat and go look, but I'm not going to do that. Nah. Just that's not my thing. So let's see. Ooh, shit. Did not mean to hit that. Bear with me one sec. There we go. So then we get, and real quick too, commercials. Why the do we got commercials? That's point of a pay-per-view. Even when they were $50 a pop, you didn't have commercials. Now people are paying $10 a month to not get commercials. Cut them out. I get to fast forward them, but still, man, I'd be pissed. And then we get the premier athlete, Tony Nese. Okay, it's Cruiserweight. Nobody gives a fuck. He was versus Ari Daivari. Okay, Nese retains. There you go. That's not important. And Triple H backstage. So Sammy was hanging upside down. They all found him all beat up. And Triple H informed Strowman that this does not mean that you get his spot in the Money in the Bank, that you don't get to take his spot. So you can just, I can have security. I'm just asking you to leave. Just leave. And we'll call it even. So he does. He leaves and is what it is. And Strowman says he doesn't know. He didn't do it. I was trying to find him, but I never did. Triple H doesn't believe him. And he appears to leave. And then we get the, I don't know. I shouldn't even mention the Lacey Evans promo. But still, this bitch out of nowhere to get a shot. Don't understand. Well, I do now a little bit, at least my opinion. But I was like, if she wins, I might stop watching. So we get Becky Lynch versus No Name and some two belts. And so Becky locks in the armbar, beats Lacey Evans, obviously. And it was just, I think Lacey was there for fodder. You have to have, they want to split the belts, I should say. So immediately, right away, we drop in Charlotte Flair's music. And she comes out just kind of taunting her and like, you know, oh, yeah, come on, bitch, I'm ready. And Lacey, she doesn't have to. Like, Becky could have just gone to the back. The match was scheduled for later in the night. They were giving her a break, but no, she wants to go all balls out. And as soon as that happened, I'm like, Charlotte's going to win this one. It's a given. And we even have Lacey in a fear. Charlotte gets the boot and the win. And it makes sense. I didn't want to see Becky lose to Charlotte of all damn people. But they're saving that for later. You got the what do they, what did Vince call it? Whatever. Where people show up on the other show. And so now you've got Charlotte on SmackDown and Becky on Raw. So you split the belts the right way. And Lacey Evans is her going to be like her main rival going in. There's not a lot of big name women on Raw unless Rousey comes back, which I don't know. I need to, I told you, I don't got time to read a bunch of that underground stuff, but that would be the only logical other contender that would be there. So I don't know how they're going to play it. I don't, but we'll see. That gets Charlotte back over in that division, and they can cross over for a match. But anyway, enough about that. Afterward, Becky just attacks Lacey on the ramp. Well, I can't blame her. And then, of course, Charlotte gets in. They double-team her, beat her down, you know. And then Bayley comes running to the rescue. And, oh, shit. After a little bit, wow. So Charlotte had left the ring, and her cocky ass comes running back in, goes after Bayley, and ends up eating a turnbuckle. So we all know what this means. Down on the ground, bitch took forever, just the same as a ladder, but she cashed it in. Bayley is the new SmackDown's Women Champion, and Charlotte held it for the ninth time for like 34 and a half seconds. And it was great. She's climbing through the crowd. Good to see Bayley get some comeuppance. And yeah, I thought that was cool. Let her catch it in the same night. Pretty awesome. I don't know what they're going to do with the women, but looks like they're doing good so far. The next one, too, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time either. One, because it's a shorter episode. Pay-per-views. Anyway. So, Elias does hit Roman from behind and backstage and just walks on out. He's, I'm going to play on my electric guitar because, well, as you can see, I broke mine. So, he does, and he plays this song, talks his shit, and as he is leaving, well, Roman meets him on the ramp, Superman punch, drags his ass in the ring, spears him, pin him, done. And then we get to the matchup, and I got to hit the pause button. I'm like, there's an hour and 15 minutes left. How long are these guys going to go at it? Because we got a few more. But we introduce AJ Styles, and we get Seth freaking Rollins. And why? I've been looking forward to this one. And they did not... They didn't disappoint. It was a hell of a match, man. I thought I was just like, let it go a little bit. I mean, you had a suplex off the top from Rollins and then straight roll him over and into a Falconero and still just get a near fall on Styles. And then you got Rollins, like AJ rolls him into an ankle lock. It was a good match overall. A lot of energy. You knew it was. And these guys are going to be hurting the next 2 days. If they have either one of them wrestle the next couple days, they're not going to be hitting on much. So that's it with that. So because AJ goes to set up the forearm and missed Seth once he got the knee to the face. The kick to the face, you know, stomp, and Rollins retain. And then it's like, but oh shit, because as Rollins is celebrating and holding his belt up, you get AJ coming back to the ring. And he got his fist balled, and it's just like a stare down. And it's like, whoa. So Rollins, you know, held up the belt. AJ drops his head and extends his handshake. And I'm like, oh, we're getting back to respect. It'd be kind of cool. But the part I liked is AJ threw in, come on, man, can't you see that this is hard for me? And then Rollins shook his hand. That was a good little, you know, staged or not, these guys do have a lot of respect for each other. And they're both two of the more athletic and best people in the ring that we've probably seen in our lifetime. Well, I'm a really little sauce, but of this generation, they're amazing. So then we get a filler, the Lucha House Party, the six-man tag, and then Lars Sullivan comes out. I'm not going to spend any time on King Dipshit. We heard the news this week, like, they find him, probably what he makes in a year, because he doesn't make a lot because he doesn't do shit, but just some white supremacist statements. He's just a big retarded piece of shit, and the quicker they can get rid of him, the better off they'll be. And so I went and took a shit and got something to eat because that was more interesting. And then we get it, Kofi KO. I like KO. It's one of my favorite heels, but Kofi does survive the pop-up powerbomb, which has been KO's thing, and a stunner, which he's added. So KO goes into KO mode and starts taking off his shoes, Kofi's shoes, because you know he's going to He wants to get that hurt in there, make it hurt real good. But Kofi drops the second Trouble in Paradise, and Kofi retains. Kofi retains. So we got Kofi continuing the championship reign. And that's cool. I like that. Let him keep it. Now, here is the part that utterly pisses me off. It just pisses me off. How did I set her off? Anyway, this part pisses me off. So, we have our... My show notes got off. Anyway. So, I'm thinking, all right, you know, we have them coming in. We got Corbin. We've got Finn Balor. We've got Ricochet, Andrade, Ali, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton. And no one comes in for Sami Zayn. So I'm like, well, if Strowman truly isn't going to come out, then maybe Zayn will like do his little sneak his ass in at the end and kind of walk up and steal it. And then we'll be good to go, right? And Sami Zayn would have the suitcase. And whatever, let him, I don't care. And so, how do I get into this one, man? So, anyway, Corbin and Drew worked together, obviously, in the beginning. You know, they're going to turn on each other eventually. But it was a cool one, man. I love Orton. That's why I did his music, man. When he took and dropped... So he dropped Corbin, and then just get this crazy look, the DDT, and then flipped him, and then was RKO, and then McIntyre came in. So Balor goes for it. Andrade, man, pulls Balor off the ladder, like slingshotting them into the other one. These guys were, man... Ali got a flip on Ricochet in his neck. Like, this was a pretty brutal match. It was brutal. And so, anyway, I was trying to think of the... Drew does toss Ricochet out of the ring and snap the ladder. And then Orton pulls him off of the ladder as the RKOs, and that was pretty badass too. So I'm like, what the? So we get Ali twisting Corbin out of the ring, and you got Ali climbing. So at that time, everybody, like, I was like, okay, Ali, man, the up and comer, let him have the suitcase. He got hurt when they were making the last push. Let's do this, man. Go, let's do it. And then the part that pissed me off, and hopefully more people than just me, was the drop of the music. As soon as I heard that, that piece of shit is the one who is running out, replacing Sami Zayn, runs up, of course, takes off, Nada climb, celebrates it, and I'm just hoping somebody just pushed the ladder over, man. And he takes the case off the hook. And so Brock Lesnar is your Money in the Bank. That reason why it makes me so angry. Like, he's so, what, out of shape, lazy, so ridiculous that he's not even going to wrestle the match. I mean, all of his other matches, all they are is like the F5 six times. He doesn't do anything. He's not that great. He's old. He was a lot more athletic back in the day. And it's just tiring. And if he gets it, he's not going to defend it. So it's just bullshit. He can't even wrestle a match. So he's just soft. He's soft. And he comes in and grabs it. So unless there's some type of controversy or something, he's the Money in the Bank winner, which means that he's going to go after either Styles or Rollins and cheat when they're down, and he's going to take a title again that we'll never see except for the once a year when he defends it. So, yeah, if he was there every week, I'd still probably wouldn't like him, but I can respect the fact that he's putting in work. So, anyway, that's it for Money in the Bank, or episode 79. And hopefully this entire thing was streamed without the audio getting all jacked. But we'll find out. You can find me at the GOWP at gmail.com or at TGOW Podcast Show on the Twitter. And that's it. That's it. Find us on Facebook. That's it. Let's have a great day. I'll talk to you guys after in a couple of days.